Texte numéro 41. Gen Z turn away from addictive social media. Young people say their mental health has improved since shunning social media. One student said constant negativity on the platforms was affecting him, and he feels better since taking a break. It comes as research showed a quarter of respondents felt anxious due to constant notifications. Gen Z, people born between 1996 and 2010, are the most likely to say that social media impacts their well-being, the research showed. Ewan, a student at Cardiff University, said social media was an important way to stay in touch with his friends. He said, "I decided to go on a detox because I could see the negativity social media was putting in my head. The one that took up most of my time was TikTok. I'd describe it as quite addictive. All I could see were negative stories about all kinds of things." 3 in 5 people in the Gen Z age bracket are regularly undertaking a social media detox to reconnect with the world around them, the research showed. In another study, 1 in 4 of Gen Z associated spending a lot of time on social media with worse mental health. Dixon, lecturer of childhood and youth studies at Bangor University, researches into the impact of technology on young people. Research suggests that there's a complicated relationship between engaging with social media and mental health amongst young people, she said. The unhealthy use of social media can be connected to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. Ms. Dixon's study discovered that parental usage of technology can also impact young people's relationship with social media. Despite this, Dixon also recognises the benefits of these platforms. Despite increasing evidence of the harmful effect of social media on young people's mental health, there is evidence that suggests positive impacts, such as social connection. Discussing the increasing practice of social media detox, she said, "While some research does show a relationship between less usage of social media and better well-being, the implication of taking a break from technology is unclear." While he has since returned to social media, Ewan uses his accounts less often. He said, "I've seen a big change. Not seeing negative content and not using my phone negatively, even, just makes you much happier in day-to-day life." Dixon said, "Maybe the aim is to encourage the healthy use of technology, emphasising the importance of recognising positive and negative impacts of using social media and moving away from an oversimplified narrative. Instead of spending hours scrolling, Ewan now has more time to dedicate to his interests." Adapted from BBC News, November 2023.